So, welcome to the third podcast. We're broadcasting Friday. We're podcasting.
Podcasting.
And this time we've got three microphones. We have two guests this time.
We got four people.
Yeah, our guest, Mike Weinstein.
Hello.
And Sarah Prindeville.
Hello.
Sid's better half.
Yes.
And we've just got a few tops today. We're just going to like try this multiple microphone setup and see where this goes. And first thing on the topic, we made a list this time, try to keep things going. Blue cheese sausage.
Blue bacon and blue cheese sausage hot dogs.
So tell me about this blue cheese sausage.
So we... I keep forgetting you have your little microphone. So we went to the Sausage King. So we went to the Sausage King of Nashua, and they're located right across the street from the Peddler's Daughter on Main Street. And we had... First of all, the hot dogs are like oversized hot dogs. And we had the hot dog of the week, which was the bacon and blue cheese dressing hot dog.
What?
Bacon and blue cheese.
That sounds terrible.
It was... You ready for it? Awesome!
Really?
Awesome!
Okay. I'm coming around.
It was so good. And it was a big fat hot dog, and there was like crumbled bacon all over it, and then it was slathered with this blue cheese dressing. Holy God, it was
And the
good.
Whole thing, was it deep fried? Or was it
no,
just
no,
like,
it wasn't.
Just
it was, no, it wasn't deep fried. The bun was big, and it was toasted. You know, it was like a really well-toasted bun. Uh-huh. But it was just that taste of bacon and hot dog and blue cheese, and it was just amazing.
It sounds like a salt
absolutely
bomb.
Amazing.
Do you have to, like, drink a beer with that or something?
You probably could. You could. I took a picture of it. In fact, we should probably put the picture up.
Yeah.
Yes. And it looks like, I mean, when you look at it really quick, it looks like a steak and cheese sub. But it's bacon and blue cheese dressing on a hot dog, and it was just amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Do we have... an accord here between... Did you also try this?
Yes, I'll speak up, please.
It was delicious. The ketchup and mustard are what sets it off.
Oh, you put ketchup and mustard on?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Highly recommended.
I didn't put ketchup and mustard on mine. I just ate it raw. I mean, not raw, but...
Yeah. Did Sarah eat one also?
I only had a bite of it.
Only
but
a
it
bite?
Was, yeah, it was good. I liked the blue cheese with the bacon.
Okay.
Good stuff.
But only one bite's worth, right?
Because
you didn't
want
to, like, engorge yourself.
No.
So what's next week's hot dog? Did you find out?
They didn't say. I think every week should be the bacon and blue cheese hot dog. Oh, wait. They have... Mike was talking about... what was that other one you were talking about?
There's one with pineapple and ham.
So they have gourmet dogs. They have the green monster, which is feta cheese, melted cheddar cheese, black olives, and green olives. That's a hot dog.
I don't know about olives in my hot dog.
The pesky pole, which is pineapple, diced ham, melted cheddar cheese.
That's the one.
And then they have another one that's pepperoni, marinara sauce, melted mozzarella cheese. They have another one that's bacon and melted cheddar cheese. And then they have chili dog with melted cheddar cheese and jalapenos. Then they have one that's baked beans, melted cheddar cheese, and grilled onions. And they have one that's a BLT dog with melted cheddar cheese. And then they have one that's build your own dog, pile on whatever you think is perfect, and knock the cover off.
So it sounds like it's like an $8 hot dog.
I think they have one with deep fried Oreos on top.
$3.95. Yeah. And then this is also the place that has all the deep fried food. You can get deep fried Oreos, Milky Way, Snickers, Three Musketeers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and deep fried Twinkies.
Can you get bacon and blue cheese on a deep fried
Oreo cookie sundae? This place is just like, if you want to go gain 1,000 pounds and turn into a super fatty, then go here.
Yeah. Now, these are the same people who have, like, that hot dog stand outside the Home Depot, right?
They have, yeah, they started by these, they had these little kiosk carts outside Home Depot.
I'm all supporting our street food vendors in
yes.
America.
Well, after having the bacon and blue cheese hot dog, that was pretty amazing.
Really?
It really was pretty amazing. Mm. I mean, I'm a big bacon fan, and I'm a big blue cheese fan.
Uh-huh.
And when you just squeeze it all on top of a hot dog, it's like, oh, it's all in one.
It's kind of like the peanut butter cup concept.
It is. They really should change their name to, like, the Gluttony of Nashua.
Now, have you ever had a peanut butter hot dog?
No.
No? My friend Duncan used to have these when he was a kid. I remember once visiting his mom's house in Brookline. And him telling me about this peanut butter hot dog thing you see as a kid. So it's a hot dog.
And you just rub peanut butter on it?
And you just put peanut butter like on the bun and you eat them together. And wow. It's actually pretty good. I was surprised.
Wow.
And like every once in a while, when I have peanut butter and I have a hot dog, I'll try one. I still eat them. They're pretty good.
You've got your peanut butter on my hot dog. You've got your hot dog in my peanut butter.
But it's got the salt of the hot dog. And it has like it's not unlike having Thai food with all the peanut sauce all over everything. Yeah, except it's not sweet. And like the peanut butter is this filling kind of like you know, a home-like taste, and it's got like the salty Oscar Mayer hot dog on it. And it's got the sauce. It's amazing.
Sounds like it'd go good with bacon.
I think everything goes good with bacon. It might be a good compliment. It'll add a nice crunch to it. That's maybe what's in there. Unless you're using crunchy peanut butter, but you know, that's like. Yeah, it's not bad. You know, it's like especially like the slight smoky taste of the Oscar Mayer hot dog.
Hmm.
You know, with the deep, delicious peanut buttery taste coating the back of your tongue.
Buttery taste.
Yeah.
Mm. So,
okay, so that's number.
So
one.
That was that. So I think, yeah. So that you, everybody should go have some of that because that is some good stuff.
Okay. Well, next on our list is like Mike Weinstein.
Mike.
So like said, what you know Mike the best? Like, why don't you introduce him?
So this is my buddy Mike, and Mike is a friend of mine that we met at the New Hampshire Institute of Art. He is also a graduate from there, and we met. I don't know, quite a while ago. And he used to go to E3 with us, the Electronics Entertainment Expo. We brought him out there. Mm-hmm. And, like, I thought, the first time I brought him out there, I thought his head was going to explode. Like, he was just like,
big.
And so, but he does really, really creative illustration work. And I'm always trying to sort of push his work as much as I can. And so he let his website expire, from what I understand.
Oh, really?
And he really wants to get back into he wants to get back into creating stuff and find out like how to sell it and everything.
Yeah, well, how to put them back on the web? We have the means.
We do, and that was what I was.
Yeah, I didn't let the server. Well, I let the servers run out. The subscription of the servers. I kept the domain name because that's what counts.
Yeah.
So I still have that. I guess I could just forward it somewhere for the time being. But I haven't done any work that's worth putting up there lately. So.
Well, do you have any old work or?
I do. I guess we could put that up there. I'm actually trying to do more work, which is I think the website would be better for that.
Mm-hmm.
But people would still buy your old work, and it can be available. Option is there. The high res masters exist, mm-hmm. so prints can be made. Those listening who want to buy an original Mike Weinstein.
The one thing that I believe is like, you know, when you put something that's out there where people can come across it, like you're inviting things to happen to you. If you don't do anything, nothing will happen. So like, and the thing that might happen may inspire you to make new work. It may be the impetus to create more or to just connect with a different group. You know, if you're not scared, you know, of that.
I'm not scared. I'll do it right now.
I didn't think you were. You know, so I'm just saying, so maybe you're just lazy. I mean, like, you're the type of person that lets one server expire. So,
I had that server for 3 years and did nothing with it, so.
It was time to end the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, and plus, like I said, I haven't had anything to go up on there in years. Been busy, so I would like to get back into it. And,
busy being scared.
Wrong.
So is the website completely down?
Yes, as far as I'm aware. You can check it out and check for me. I think it's down. The server's down, so I can't imagine where it is.
Okay.
But
So what we need to do is get you a new website.
Yep.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, once the new website is up, it will be at, what is it?
MikeWIllustration.com.
Okay. MikeWIllustration.com.
Unless I accidentally let that domain name run out, in which case it won't be up there. Uh-huh. But I think it's renewed.
Yep, it'll be MikeWeinstein.net.
Oh.
Or .org or .cn.
Oh, that's the creepy the creepy old person house of the internet.
Yeah, or you can get one of those .us domains. You know, like in, like be with all the other like you know, K-12.
Well,
like,
they always have them on sale, don't they? Special.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But. So I understand, Sarah, that you have a bookmark project going on.
Yes, I have a bookmark project going on, and it's going to involve a lot of transportation-type things and trains and science and stuff like that. So it'll be things with those themes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting one about water power, which mm-hmm. should be interesting, and I've got a bicycle one started, which should be very interesting. So it'll be stuff that I find from books with paintings, painting on top of them or them on top of paintings. And it should be very interesting.
Yeah, I saw all the research books you had checked out from the library and I got kind of drawn into like seeing all the illustrations of I saw your prototype bookmarks and they have a lot of like kind of old style, like what kind of illustrations that is like a lithographs or
there's something like lithographs or mm-hmm. old print styles that I scanned and I'm going to be using.
That was a shortage of bookmarks that you discovered in your house and you had to rectify the situation rapidly? Or was there like a trigger or impetus for why transportation? Why water power?
I think it's Industrial Revolution type stuff, which I've always been very interested in. Just the kinds of machines that they had that then were very interesting looking. But just that time period is what I tend to read about in my own reading. So I'm just interested in that kind of thing.
That's cool.
The reason I wanted to do bookmarks is I really enjoy making things. And I was doing some painting and stuff, but it wasn't really functional. So I think I enjoy making more functional things. It's a good way to incorporate physically making things and painting and something that's useful and something that I'm really interested in, which is books. So I'm taking stuff from books and I'm also making something that reading people use also. So.
And so you too will beat me to having an Etsy store probably.
Yeah. I hope so.
Why am I going to put I don't have anything to put up there. I don't know. It's like, I so want an Etsy store. I don't even know why. I think because there's all the other cool people are putting stuff on their Etsy stores,
and I'm here
just not being cool. Yeah, I have my printed pads now, but it's like it's not the same as like you're making like this silk magical sack that you can like that's sewn together with strips of antique leather and like you bound together with like old tin tiles from diners. See, this is exactly why I don't have an Etsy store, because I make up something like that. No one's gonna buy that. No one's going to want that. No one's going to be moved by it.
Well, maybe people that are into Rocky Horror or something like that.
Maybe.
It's all silk and salt.
I might have bought it.
Yeah. So I also have on the list trains. Is there anything about trains that we should be talking about?
We're going to be doing a shoot. Let me move this over here. We're going to be doing a shoot, I guess, on Sunday now for a local yoga instructor. And her idea is she wants me to take images for her website and for her brochures.
Awesome.
With her standing on top of a train. So we located a train location in Nashua with a large train that we're going to try to sneak on top of. And we're going to be doing that on Sunday. And hopefully we'll have Dave will be along to record it on video so we can put together a little behind the scenes video to sort of show what we're doing. So that looks like it's going to be sometime on Sunday afternoon. So that should be kind of cool. It's
supposed to be a nice day on Sunday.
That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So we'll get out there probably around 3 o'clock and scout the area. And then once the light starts to go down a little bit, we'll get some nice background colors. And we'll set the lights up and we'll get some pictures of somebody doing some yoga stuff on top of a train. I'm not quite sure what their idea is, but at least I can get some interesting pictures out of it. And then so that should be kind of cool. So that's like on Sunday.
Aren't train yards the places where, like, taggers hang out?
Yes. Yeah. So maybe we'll run into Sarah's brother.
Oh, there you go.
He's not
like an enthusiast with... He likes to study graffiti, which is an interesting hobby.
Supposedly, he's up at Plymouth right now doing...
He's gone now.
Oh. Yeah, well, he was doing some sort of thing about graffiti this morning. He was doing a lecture at Plymouth State University.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
About graffiti and is it art and... Huh. So maybe we'll have to get him on the podcast next so he could talk about that a little bit and tell us how it went.
Yeah, that's great.
Are we done? Is that a wrap?
No,
I'm sorry we didn't get to hear that much from our guests.
Well, they didn't have anything to say, apparently.
Thank you.
Now Mike Weinstein will sing the blues.
Okay.
Thank you.
Shaking his head no. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
How long is this podcast?
Na 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 na.
Come on,
get going. You almost there. Na 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 na. This is going to be the podcast tape. You got to sing it through. You're going to be like, na 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 na. Welcome to a podcast. And I'll be the guitar.
Ready? Who's going to be the harmonica?
I don't know. We don't have it. How do you do a harmonica?
I don't know what they're saying. So that's the podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's random episode. I'm Dave Say.
I'm Sid Caesar.
And our guests,
Mike Weinstein,
Sarah Prindeville.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
See ya.